St. Barnabas, a Levite from Cyprus in the Jewish diaspora, the son of encouragement. Barnabas was the divinely appointed baptismal sponsor for St. Paul and his subsequent erstwhile companion in Cyprus and Antioch and throughout Asia Minor. After a sharp but brotherly disagreement, Barnabas and Paul parted ways, and Barnabas returned to Cyprus, where tradition says he was stoned to death in Salamis by his fellow Cypriots. Many writings are attributed to this apostle, whom tradition recognizes as one of the 70 disciples sent out by Christ Jesus in the Gospels. While it is generally presumed that the Epistle of Barnabas was not actually written by him, even though Clement of Alexandria and Origen attribute it to him, it does confess the apostolic faith committed to all the apostles, as in these words from the Epistle. "This is why the Lord allowed his flesh to be given over to corruption, that we might be made holy through the forgiveness of sins, which comes in the sprinkling of his blood. For some of the things written about him concern Israel, others concern us. And so it says, 'He was wounded because of our lawless acts and weakened because of our sins. By his bruising we were healed. He was led like a sheep going to slaughter, and like a lamb silent before the one who shears it.' Therefore, we ought to give thanks to the Lord even more abundantly, because he revealed to us the things that have taken place and made us wise in the things that are now. And we are not ignorant of the things that are yet to happen. And the scripture says, 'Not unjustly are the nets spread out for the birds.' It says this because the person who knows the path of righteousness but keeps himself in the path of darkness deserves to perish. Consider this, my brothers. If the Lord allowed himself to suffer for our sake, even though he was the Lord of the entire world, the one to whom God said at the foundation of the world, 'Let us make a human according to our image and likeness,' how then did he allow himself to suffer by the hand of humans? Learn this. Because the prophets received his gracious gift, they prophesied ahead, looking to him. He allowed himself to suffer in order to destroy death and to show that there is a resurrection of the dead. For he had to be manifest in the flesh, and he allowed himself to suffer in order to redeem the promise given to the fathers, and to show, while he was on earth preparing a new people for himself, that he is to execute judgment after raising the dead. Moreover, while teaching Israel and doing such wonders and signs, he preached to them and loved them deeply. And when he selected his own apostles who were about to preach his gospel, they were altogether lawless beyond all sin. This was to show that he did not come to call the upright, but sinners. Then he revealed that he was the Son of God. For if he had not come in the flesh, how would people have been able to look upon him and survive? For they could not even look intently at the sun, gazing directly into its rays, even though it is the work of his hands and will eventually cease to exist. Therefore, the Son of God came in the flesh for this reason, that he might total up all the sins of those who persecuted his prophets to death. And so this is why he allowed himself to suffer. For God speaks of the blow they delivered against his flesh. When they smite their own shepherd, then the sheep of the flock will perish, But he wished to suffer in this way, for he had to suffer on a tree. For the one who prophesied about him said, "Spare my life from the sword, and nail my flesh, because an assembly of evildoers has risen up against me." Again he says, "See, I have set my back to whips and my cheeks to blows, and I have set my face as a hard rock." The words of the Epistle of St. Barnabas.